Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. May I please have your first and last name?
Martha Sandoval.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. And only to verify that did transfer over to the right person, could you please verify your address?
10311 Onyx Peak Lane, Bakersfield, California, 93311.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for that. My computer is loading slowly, but it's taking a minute to load up, but how may I help you?
Well, you know the situation in this kind of purchase, and I was kind of person that it was easy to get because, well, that's the way you guys do it, and I need you guys to refund my money. And the watch doesn't work, and I don't want it. And I didn't ask for any, what did I say, membership? Or I don't need any membership. I don't want any gift cards. I don't want anything. You are compromising my bank account, and this is a credit card and something that I cannot pay.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Not only that, the watch doesn't work, and I don't want anything. I want to return it, and I need you cancel whatever you have to cancel, and I want my money back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do see this started on May 7th with the survey that said that you want a free gift of a Platinum Ultra watch. But due to the terms and the conditions on that company, that stated with receiving the free gift, it come along with a subscription of the Factory Direct Savings. I mean, yes, ma'am, of the Factory Direct Savings Store. It's the reason why she wasn't able to process a full refund. As much as we can get you back is a 50% of the $67.32 and offer reshield for the fitness watch because you're not able to ship it back. Oh, ma'am.
You guys got me with two things. Wow. I'm gonna report this to the government. I'm gonna go through all this because this is not right. I mean, it is not right, and you guys know it. I mean, two memberships for those things that don't even work, and I didn't ask for it. And you know, guys, how I get people, and that's not right. Absolutely not right. Thank God we have protection in this country. No matter what I have to do, I'm going to do it. I'm asking you, please, if you can refund me my money back. I don't want the watch because the watch don't even work. And the other little piece, it doesn't work too. And you guys got me with $100-something, $140, $130-something for the things? Come on, guys.
No, ma'am. I do see where they charge you $67.32.
No. I did ask you for two things in the same moment. One is a Wi-Fi, which doesn't work. That thing is $0.50, dollar, like most, and it doesn't work. And I was charged for, let me tell you, $63.71. And they refund me $19.11. It's supposed to, because when I found out that it was a scam, and I really called right away, and she said, I can give you 30%. And I said, 30% of what? I don't want this thing. I cannot spend in memberships. I mean, what is all this? And she didn't find me, and I haven't get them. And I did check my bank statement, credit card statement, and it wasn't only one. You guys did charge for every single piece $60-something. Those things don't even work.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. With this company, you wasn't charged $100-something. They only charged you the $7.95 for the shipping and handling of the fitness watch and $67.32.
Excuse me. It's $67.32. You don't have the right information.
The $7.95 was the shipping and handling for the fitness watch. The $67.32 was for the Factory Direct Savings Store. And as a courtesy, I do have it.
For the what is that?
Due to the terms and the conditions on that company behalf, it came along with the subscription of the Factory Direct Savings Store. But I do have it being refunded no later than 3 to 5 business days of the $67.32.
No, 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 no. excuse me. I don't want any subscription at all, and I need my money back because the device doesn't work.
The $67.32 is returning no later than 3 to 5 business days, and I also have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled and refunded as well.
Let me have the confirmation. What is the confirmation number?
C as in Charlie. 260.
260. Mm-hmm. 157-371.
C like coconut? I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
What was the first letter? C, as in coconut?
Yes, ma'am. C, like in Charlie.
And then?
I'm sorry, 260-157-371.
157-371. C260 is one, only one. I have two. One.
Only one C as in Charlie. 260-157-371.
Yeah, correct. Okay, the refund is for $67 and what else?
The $67.32.
Where can I refund your device that it doesn't work at all?
I'm sorry, ma'am, what was that?
Where can I do return that device? It was a Wi-Fi, I guess. You're charging me for a Wi-Fi device. The plastic thing, it doesn't work at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You don't have to send the watch back. The watch was a free gift. As a courtesy, I can offer a reship for the watch if you like. But no, I do have the $67.32 being returned.
I just wanna get out of this situation. That's all I want.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a dispute filed with your bank for the charge of the $67.32?
Yes, of course. I'm getting the information from here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So since the dispute is filed, you will need your bank to call in to verify that the dispute can be dropped on the $67.32 so that we can process a refund.
You can't?
With the dispute being filed, it's not letting the refund to go through. We'll need your bank to call in to verify that the dispute can be filed. Yes, ma'am.
No, you can send it to my credit, my bank. They will receive the refund, believe me.
Since the dispute is filed with your bank, we will need them to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped.
And how can I know?
So that we can process the refund.
What are you telling me? That I have to call the bank and tell them to let you guys return the money?
We'll need your bank to call in to verify that the dispute
they
can be dropped.
They told me to call you guys. They told me to call you, the bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And we'll need them to call us to verify that the dispute can be dropped so we can process the refund. With the dispute being filed at the moment, the refund isn't going through.
Right now, you think went through?
No, ma'am.
What should I do? Report this to the consumer department or what should I do? Because I will do it. I won't let this happen. This is not right. And you know that. This is
okay.
A scam. And I won't let you take advance of $140, almost $120 for two things that they don't even work.
Yes, ma'am. This company didn't charge you $100 or anything. It's just a $67.32.
Yes.
And once your bank call in to verify the $67.32 dispute charge can be dropped, we will be able to process the refund. I do apologize,
yeah, you can,
ma'am.
You
on
can
this
refund.
Account,
you can
there's nothing
me.
That
I
charged you
$100
for anything.
Listen. Yes. I got a watch and I want a Wi-Fi device. For $7 and some cents. And that's why you get the customers. And the watch doesn't work, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. I called the other number, and they said it was a watch. And then you're saying it was a watch. And I'm, thank God I have the whole information. I'm going to take it to the consumer report department. Yes. I need you, please, to send my money back to the credit card.
We'll need your bank to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped so we can process the refund of the $67.32.
You did drop that. It's on my statement already from me. You did. You took the money, and you will be able to return it, especially because your things are not working.
We will be able to process the refund if once your bank call in to verify the dispute can be dropped. With the dispute being filed against the $67.32 charge, the refund isn't going through. We'll just need them to call us to verify the dispute can be dropped or there's not a hold against the card so that we can process the refund back into the charge card or back into the account.
Okay, I'm going to call right now. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.